I must say, Chairman, I'm a little surprised to see that the protest vote is so small against the remuneration report in a year when we paid $34 million in termination benefits to a range of executives and directors, and our CEO's pay went from $3.5 million to $5.6 million, and the share price fell from $14 to $6.65 over the year. But clearly the institutional investors and the expert proxy advisors are happy with the structure of Rowan's incentive packages and things like that. Just wondering if you can give us any indication as to whether we'll see Rowan's overall figure coming off a bit from the $5.6 million, which does look a touch on the high side. And Chairman, I'd also like to heartily congratulate you for continuing your very generous policy of not drawing a salary from Crown. I love mentioning this to Frank Lowy and Rupert Murdoch and everyone else who's out there taking $30 million or $15 million. It's a terrific precedent that you set for corporate Australia, and thank you for doing that on behalf of the shareholders, and I encourage you to continue with this act of charity in the way you provide your services for free.
Thank you, Stephen. This year's remuneration report, this I think is the reason why it's not been an issue with institutions. It was basically flagged at this meeting last year. So this is the same payments that people voted on last year in terms of the termination payments, which came about as people changed their contracts, etc., etc., as a result of the demerger last year. So that was voted on in this meeting last year, but is appearing in the annual report this year, and that is the reason for that. It's important to note that Crown didn't pay, as a corporate entity, much of the cash for those payments. You'll actually see that due to an accounting standard and treatment, those payments are reported in both the Crown and the CMH AG annual report. They were obviously only paid once, but because of accounting standards, they've had to have been included in each of the reports, but they are not new payments from last year. Rowan has no guarantee to be earning as much money this year as he did last year. I hope he does, but you know, it's going to depend on the performance of the business and on executing the plans that we have in place and that we've spoken about in the meeting today.